Welcome. It is Monday evening, and that makes this the Live with Dr. Carolyn Dean show. Welcome, everybody, at AchieveRadio.com. And those who are listening from our toll-free call-in conference number 602-666-0027, we're on the air live with Dr. Carolyn Dean. And for the next 2 hours, we will be delighting you with stories and revelry and fun and joy and the celebration of all the wonderful things that are happening in the world as a result of these RNA drops and all these other wonderful formulas that we talk about. Hello, hello, Carolyn. Aloha.
Aloha, Ginny. Thank you so much. Actually, today I was just catching up on the archives of your show, Ginny. I think it's great how you're on with some of your clips from your sessions with Ion. Matthew was on with some of his clips, that one Matthew did 2 weeks ago, going into Relax and Allow and exposing and, you know, sharing the great contrast he was still going through even during the taking of RNA drops, and showing how Ion guided him through that process. And fabulous shows. Thank you for doing all that.
Oh, yes, you're welcome. Well, it's very fun. It's it's on Achieve Radio. For those people who aren't familiar with it, it's called The Wednesday Show. We do it during the day, so it's a little different timing. It's only a two-hour format, but it's fun to talk about how we are progressing through our own ascension process and just the different things that apply to us personally. So I'm glad you like it. Thank you very much. It's fun. Matthew's going to be back on again in a couple weeks, and I like doing the, you know, last week we had Ed Long on from Information Farm, and I like having the different people come in and talk about their perspectives. This week Deb West is going to be on, so I like to mix it up and have different people talking.
Wonderful.
Yeah, so thank you, Carolyn. It's very sweet. Thank you. So anyway, we've got just a fantastic 2 hours with you this evening, and I always try to reinforce in my emails and through my communication with my customers and people who call me for the RNA drops products information, what an extraordinary thing it is to be able not only to have RNA drops formula coming through the natural side of life, you know, to come not be a quote-unquote medicine. It's a food. And but to be given to somebody like yourself, who is so knowledgeable, and then to be able to spend 2 hours with you on the radio just kicking it and talking about this stuff and asking personal questions and getting your years of expertise and wisdom, I think it's just such an incredible gift, really, for people to be able to have this experience. And we've got a lot of callers on the phone already. I'm assuming Bob's somewhere lurking in the background. Yes.
Oh, yes, yes. He's,
okay,
he's ready to correct us at any moment.
He has a hand. He's like in one of those movies, Carolyn, with the finger on the red button, ready to push it at any moment. That's right. That's right. Very good. That's good. Well, he keeps us honest. Awesome. Well, we've got a lot of things we want to do this evening, and we've already got callers coming in, and I think we've got testimonials, and I think you've got a testimonial, and I got a lovely email this afternoon, and then other things we want to talk about. So should we get started?
Yes, yes, let's do that. There is something that we're going to go into from Dukes, and I think that's going to take a few moments of our timing. 1 second, noise here. Oh, it's past. Today's garbage day in the island of Maui. What I wanted to start with, though, was a few paragraphs from Kim, age 53, who sent in a testimonial, and this was amazing to me. It was kind of a follow-up on something that I'd been talking about on Payday. So Kim says, I was finally able to listen to the archives for the July 18, 2013 payday this morning. At the 37-minute mark on hour one, you said, I had been going on and on about the lymphatic system and cancer and this and that, and then I ended up saying, so I say all this stuff and no one wants to comment on it. You know, I was kind of put out like Bob gets put out when people don't respond. And apparently no one raised their hand. And so then she says, well, 2 days later, I'm raising my hand. The whole first two-hour show was just for me, she said. Hour two at the 18-and-a-half-minute mark, where you were responding to Sarah about the removal of toxins from the body, Carolyn said that the lymphatic area of the right-hand part of the chest was the holding area for the removal of toxins. At that moment, a question I have prayed and pondered for 13 years was finally answered. When I first became ill in 2000, the real nightmare had begun with the right-hand side of my chest. All of my lymph, small and large, swelled up. No medical person ever answered my question as to what this was. I know you both know how incredibly amazing the RNA drops are. It fixes even the unknown. The lymph system of our bodies is not understood by conventional or alternative medicine. Dr. Dean's explanation on the lymph is profound, and everyone needs to know how important it is. I know the RNA drops literally have been eating up the waste that has been backed up in my lymph. This month, the lymph glands in my groin area that have been the size of golf balls and open and draining for 13 years completely healed. The right-hand side of my chest, where hundreds of lymph glands have been swollen and aching for such a long time, are almost gone. To be perfectly honest, I never thought I would heal. I told my husband that if I died, to find out what was in the lymph glands that had gotten me so sick. I will be on the RNA drops exactly 1 year as of August 1st. The Remag and Relight have accelerated the healing. In fact, when I put the Remag and Relight in a glass of water, it sparkles like crystals. Totally beautiful. And she just goes on to, you know, say Bob and I are amazing and that she's laughing and sobbing as she writes this. She has waited so long to have some deep questions answered that she thought would never be answered. So, I mean, this is an amazing testimonial, but it's also one of these people who, it took her a year. I mean,
right.
at 2 weeks, she wasn't saying, well, why aren't all my lymph glands healed up? So we've got the, like Matthew was saying a couple of weeks ago on your show, there's the Emmaus Road and the Damascus Road. There are people who are going to feel things immediately. And I don't know the whole story of this woman's process with the RNA drops, but if her main thing was the lymphatic area of her body, it took a year. So
right.
This is what people have to consider. And, you know, some of the way that we explain or share the explanation of what we think is happening can help people kind of grasp what's going on. What I had been saying on the July 18th payday, and people can go and listen to that. I'm pretty sure, Kim said it was the first and second hour. It's about the whole process of how Ion talked about us opening up the lymphatics and how the, here's another thing that I hadn't said that day actually, how the realign with the sulfur amino acids help chelate out or drop out the heavy metals so they don't clog up your filters. The filters of the body are the lymphatic system, and if we put too much crap in them, they do get clogged up. So the realign is going to help with that, as well as I've been talking about, the RNA drops help to to chew up the chemicals as they're making the perfect cells, and we know the lipids are important in the lymphatic system. Took me a while to figure that out, but even in allopathic medicine, they talk about the triglycerides of the lipid system, or the fat, the fats of the body. The triglycerides find their superhighway in the lymphatics. Well, what just hit me the other day is how I'm always talking about people who are overweight. Their fat cells are actually storage areas for toxins, to try to take the toxins out of the body, to try to protect the body from an overload of toxins. So the fats are grabbing the toxins and helping to remove them through the lymphatic system. And what we're trying to do with the Remag and Reline is dump toxins out of the cells because they're in the way of the minerals. We're trying to attach those toxins to fats and direct those toxins to the lymphatic system, where we're clearing the filters with the Reline. So in just that little scenario, you have the association of all the Compleatment formulas. So isn't that cool?
That is very cool. That is absolutely, yeah, it's very cool and it's very complete. And I was thinking the other day how I had heard a part, as a matter of fact, I excerpted it. It's only like 2 minutes long. I think I've even got it on the soundboard from my old show, which I didn't get a chance to play it if you want to play it, but it's about Relight. And Ion literally says that this is the first time that human beings have had these kind of Compleatment formulas. The first time. In this stratification, assembled this way, with specific targets, this, you know, advanced intelligence that Ion represents. And I remember in one session when I was talking to Ion about some hiccup I was having with my physicality at the time, and I said, well, are you sure? You know, Ion said, you should do this, and I'm just like, well, are you sure? And Ion started snorting and laughing, and they said, we know how you work. You don't know how you work. But we know how you work. And so it is cool, Carolyn, the comprehensive, complex, detail-oriented, thorough, impeccable way that these formulas all interact, and the main premise of the RNA drops is just superior. I mean, it is, just on the premise alone of what it represents, you should want to do it and just stick with it, you know, just to see what else can happen, because they're just so fantastic.
Very good.
Yeah.
Very good.
Okay, well, I want to share this little email that I sent, that I got today, and then let's talk about our project on the dupes. How does that sound?
Excellent.
Okay, I got this email because I had sent out a clip, you know, when we do our reminder calls for the radio show. I always try to put some new little blurb or information in there for people to consider, and as we invite them to come and join us this evening on the show. And I heard on Radio Free Ion, actually, Jordan Burke had called in to the Cash Flow show in April of 2011, and he asked Ion the question, what should I be looking for? I don't even know that I'm experiencing anything, and I hear all these people talking about bliss, and I don't know if that's what's happening to me or not. And Ion went on this long, you know, like 3-minute explanation about the importance of documenting your progress through digital photos.
Right.
And the Kodak moment. And said that the digital photo will pick up things that your lying eyes will not be able to see.
Oh, wow. Right.
And so you should take pictures of yourself in the beginning, and then you should put them away, and then you should come back to those pictures. And, you know, you should look, because your eyes may not show you the evidence of what it is that you're even looking for. But a digital camera will pick up things that you can't see with the naked eye, the natural eye. And I know this for a fact because I'm always taking pictures, you know, down at the lake or when we're on vacation, and there's always all these orbs and different. The other night I got a picture of two moons, you know. And it's like, I don't see it with my regular eye, but I see it with the camera, right?
Yeah.
So I sent that out as an invitation to people to make sure that they're documenting their progress with photos. And I got this response from a guy. He says, "Thanks, Ginny. I will do the photo process as you suggested. I've been on Realign and the RNA drop since November of 2012. I turned 70 in May. People say I'm a young 70, which is nice to hear, but I felt the aches and pains of aging and lower energy in recent years. I was impatient to see and feel results, but I decided to take the relax and allow approach to see what the regeneration process would do and how it would work. Three things are standing out to me. One, I have less body pain after exercise, and I have much better stamina and a faster recovery rate even after after golfing, for example. Two, generally I have more energy, which also translates into a bigger appetite and the desire to do things that I would otherwise delay doing. Three, I have increased ambition to develop business opportunities. It's weird. I feel like I did when I was younger in terms of an appetite for opportunities for life. After semi-retiring at 65, I've taken several coaching certification programs, and I'm in developing a coaching practice. I've introduced people to some of the Ionic thinking. Taking your power pack and the fastest path to your joy are core tools, along with word power, from the Ion School of Life Coaching that has become central to my work with people. It's very interesting to layer on all of it all after all the other training I've done. For me, I think Ion Thinking and RNA Drops are a package program where it seems the state of mind and RNA Drops complement each other and have a synergistic effect. I am very grateful for having discovered RNA Drops through Michael Brown, although he does seem to have disappeared from the radio show for now."
Oh, that's great. That's just wonderful.
Yeah. Yeah, very, very nice email, very nice gentleman, and I like how people are, and that's the great thing to me is not only they're having the physical benefits, but they're integrating the Ion, you know, what is it, a philosophy or an approach?
Perspective,
yeah. There you go,
yeah.
The Ion perspective, very good, yeah, into their thinking. Very cool, very cool. All right, so listen, if you're listening to us live on Achieve Radio and you have a message or something that you'd like to ask Dr. Dean, you can use the InQuick messaging system at AchieveRadio.com and send us your message. We'll get it on the to Dr. Dean as soon as we can. If you're listening through the web control panel, if you're listening through the telephone, it's 602-666-6027. You can raise your hand by hitting *5 on the keypad, and we will also take your call in the order in which they're logged in here on our little system. And so let's talk a little bit about the dupes post.
Right. Well, this is very interesting. Christo, Ionette, who is on dupes, which is the form of people who've had sessions with Ion who express an exceeding desire to know more. Bob will sign you up for the dupes form. So Christo wrote actually directly to me and Bob and put it on the form, and he said this: 12 days ago, I broke my back in a woodcutting accident. Ever since that fateful morning, I've been homebound alone, bolted inside a steel exoskeleton, and drugged to the eyeballs on narcotics. I'm off work until the doctors say otherwise. If and when I do go back to work, it will be as a lame duck. Next week, they are sending me to a specialist where I will be subjected to something called an MRI. So that, he said that, and you know, I was worried at first because he, you know, said lame duck and if he goes back to work. But then he pulled himself away from that and said, "I'm relaxing and allowing, with particular emphasis on relaxing. They gave me pills for that, he said. I've been on the drops for a couple of years now, so I'm not particularly upset by this contrast, which I think is a fabulous way to be in the midst of breaking your back. He said, my chemical body may be numb and useless, but I have other bodies to play in. And, you know, that's kind of a less than statement. Yes, but it's kind of numb and useless maybe at the moment, but that doesn't have to be for much longer. And he says, money flows freely and easily to me now while I lay in bed practicing the art of parallel world traveling. There's no need to have sympathy for me. I like that statement. He said, I'm writing this to dupes because I know many of you have had physical challenges to overcome, so maybe y'all might have some advice to offer. I've not been sick one day of my adult life and haven't had a serious injury since I broke my pinky finger in 1984. I don't go to doctors and I abhor pharmaceutical drugs. Is there some kind of natural product I should be ingesting to help reverse the damage that was done to my back or mitigate the unwanted side effects of the narco scripts? Any help would be appreciated. Don't worry about insulting my intelligence. I don't mind. I don't mind at all. In fact, never mind. I'll just put some ice on it and walk it off. And then, well, what's very interesting, Ginny, I know you've read this, but then he says to enjoy this relaxing video he made one night. The music was Monster Magnet, Spine of God. Now, I don't know if he meant to put there the spine of God, but that's what he broke, his spine. And, you know, he's kind of just playing with the spine of God. So what happened then, you know, fairly quickly on dupes, people started saying to him, make sure you're taking the Realign, Remag, and Relight. Those are what will activate your cells to assist in the soft tissue healing. All the completement formulas, someone said to do some work on the solar plexus. Someone said to enjoy the drugs. Someone else said, oh, the drugs are bad. So, you know, he's got all these various suggestions here. But someone did write in and really emphasized the Relight and said, I guess it's a quote from Relight packaging or something, electrolytes are ionic conductors of electrical current in the body. They are dissolved in bodily fluids and travel throughout the body, ready to activate nerve cells and muscle cells for electrical and physical activity. Electrolytes also regulate effect and affect metabolism at every level of the body. Yes, that's on the label. And they also said, this was Sam's post, the Renew is also a must. Sam said he's been using a few drops on certain areas of his back and behind his heart chakra, top of his thoracic spine. He says his cervical spine is doing better now. I barely remember to even put any drops on it like I used to when I first started using it. But when I stress out, the first places I feel it are, he said, neck, lower head, tops of shoulders. So that's where he uses and loves his Renew. He likes to use it on his whole back. So he said to do that and maybe some castor oil. And castor oil actually moves things through the lymphatics. So he had a number of very nice posts. And then I wrote in a few hours later and said, let's activate the Lazarus Project for Christo, raising him from the bed instead of raising him from the dead. I said, raising him from the bed. And then I said, you and I would go into it on the health call today. And what we know about the Lazarus Project, Bob and I made up that term when we did have a couple of people who, for relatives who were totally unconscious, they just decided for them that they weren't going to go anywhere, that they had to stay here, and these folks would be talking to angels and, you know, doing what they could to make sure that came about. And maybe this incident with Crystal will get us to do that, an interview with a woman who brought her relative back from the dead. So we know it's possible, and when I hear stories like this, like year and a half ago when our godson, I guess age 22, fell off a four-story building and broke a number of things, I knew right away he would be fine. And that's what happened. He's perfectly fine. So this is what's going to happen with Christo. He's going to be perfectly fine. Just applying the, as we said, the Ionic perspective, the completement formulas, and I guess the whole acting as if he's walking about and enjoying life. So those are some of the words I wanted to say, but I'm sure, Ginny, you can expand on this much more.
When I was reading through the posts on Dupes before I jumped on the radio tonight, I noticed that Matthew had put a post in there about a story that came out during the craze, The Secret, when they had that movie, and talked about the guy who visualized himself getting up out of bed and walking out of the hospital, even though they said he was going to be, you know, all these things, whatever they said, which were not. Anything that this guy wanted to experience. And so, you know, we know about so many different aspects of metaphysically what the mind can do, what the body can do in order to override some of these things. But the thing I wanted to comment on is that he's been on the drops for many years, mm-hmm. and this occurred. And so, you know, it would be interesting from a total biology, you know, what is the resolution of this conflict? Because, you know, what I understand about total biology is that by the time it turns into a symptom, the brain's already dealt with the situation, and what seems to be an illness is actually a completion. And so, you know, this may be a very powerful experience for him to come into his power. And the other thing is that he's probably going to be in a lot better shape. Never having taken all these other kind of drugs and all this other stuff, having the drops and having already, you know, fortified his body in so many different ways, he can probably recover like 90,000 times faster. You know, it reminds me of you know, Greg's dad, when he fell and broke his hip as an 87, well, at that time I think he was 86, 86-year-old man, to fall and break his hip. I mean, my father fell and broke his hip when he was 59 and he died. Mm. You know, he had congestive heart failure and he was gone in less than 30 days. Mm. So for an 86-year-old man to fall and break his hip, and to gain full recovery of his mobility and to have any complications whatsoever in his health. And Greg's dad was only on the drops for 5 months before he fell.
Mm-hmm.
So how quickly this gentleman's body could repair itself, and then having the additional benefit of the other formulas to go along with it, I think he can look forward to an amazing and speedy recovery.
Yes, yes. I mean, we don't have any details about what's happened, but the blueprint of the body is pretty clean now with the RNA drops. You know, the Xerox copy that we talk about to make the cells is not smudged. It's clear and perfect. So it's going to make perfect cells and just fill in whatever gap was created by the whatever break occurred. But let me ask Bob if he has input on what we've talked about so far.
Yeah, a couple of points. Sam is a woman.
Oh, okay.
She posts regularly on Dupes, so I know that and I've spoken to her. And Michael from South Africa has not been on Dupes for a couple of weeks. And he hasn't been on the payday, but he did post in this thread with a new picture. It seems to show cactus or something, I guess, in South Africa desert stuff. Maybe it's his neighborhood. And he just says, somebody wrote in, well, when you said, Karen, let's activate the Lazarus Project for Kisto, raising him from the bed. Jeannie and I can go into all this on Monday on the Health Call show. He went, yes! That got him out of bed.
So, Michael's definitely with us. Thanks, Michael.
And then Christo, I mean, this thing's been going on for, let's see, it started, he posted first on Saturday. So here it is Monday, and Christo came in earlier today and said, wow, you guys are too nice. I don't know what to say. Thanks for the kind words of advice and encouragement and the offerings of miracles. Whatever happens, I have no intention of taking this lying down. I'll be tuning in. I truly am touched that you perfect strangers would take the time for me.
Ah, yes, we're perfect. Thank you. Very good.
And then Lynn responds. Yeah, and then Lynn responds with, Lynn in Portland says, how about this, Christo? As a little change in wording from your last stated post. So Lynn's correcting Christo's statement, and she suggests it be written this way. Quote, I am one powerful, magnificent creator to have many strangers come into my life to give me assistance to continue empowering my journey to further ascension. And it is so, in capital letters. And then Heather comes in and says, a few weeks ago, I fell on my knee and twisted my ankle. When I was in pain, I kept saying, quote, my body is healing itself over and over again. There is still a bump where I fell, but it never bruised or swelled up, so it healed differently. I don't know why I feel, but I believe that the bump is part of me, and I love every part of me. I love you. So love your spine. Tell it you love it, she's telling Christo. Love your spine. Tell it you love it. So that's the latest post, and there'll be more.
Yes, I think that the loving your spine and your body in this process is really important, too, because I would say one of the greatest benefits that I've gotten from doing the RNA drops, you know, with the rewrite and everything we learned from Ion, and then taking all the phone calls from people who've called to order products or ask questions, is my growing appreciation for my own health, vitality, and well-being, and also understanding the complexity of all the biological systems in the body. When you really start to honor, you know, like I have this whole mantra that I kind of do around all 15 systems of my circulation and my this and my that, you know, that I just love and appreciate every single blood cell running through my body and all this. I mean, it really does boost your body awareness, and it really gives you a great sense of appreciation for what you have going for you in your meat sack body. So I think loving your spine is a great comment, Bob.
Yes.
That's from Heather.
Are you okay? Can I go on?
One more point. When I first saw that post by Christo on Saturday, I know Christo a bit personally.
Oh.
He's been a bit of a prankster. I didn't believe him.
Oh.
And so I didn't say anything. So I watched it, and then people were believing it and responding. And then Scott Norris, who knows Christo there in Portland, I wrote him, do you know about this? Is this true? Is he put me on? And Scott just wrote back, send all my love and concern, whatever. So he was accepting it.
Mm-hmm.
I am assuming right now, Christo, though I'm watching you, this could be a big weird thing by Christo testing us. So I'll be the detached one at all.
You be careful, Bob.
Yeah.
Heavy laughter on Christo's part might not be good for him.
Right. I'm the observer from the other world here.
You're
watching
funny.
This prankster.
Yeah, in terms of affirmations, I used to say the Ho'oponopono just kind of as a relaxing affirmation. It's what's it? Thank you, I love you, please forgive me. What's it? I'm sorry, I love you, please forgive me, thank you. Something like that. But there's please forgive me and I'm sorry in there. And I, even though Ion went through with me at one point and said the words were all good, I still get hung up on saying I'm sorry. I guess I don't like to apologize. So I've been thinking of pulling out the non-physical prayer. So I thought I just thought of it a minute ago, so I grabbed it. This is where Ion gave us the Lord's Prayer, but from non-physical, from ourselves. So I thought this might be good to for people. I'm going to start using it and kind of memorize it and repeat it as a kind of meditation mantra. It says, my non-physical, which is ever-present in me, hallowed be your space. My kingdom come, my will be done, on earth as it already is in heaven. Allow me this day to create me, no, allow me this day to create my daily bliss. And when I kind of emphasize the me and the my, that's they're capitalized. Also, forgiveness of my trespasses, as this is only contrast that I propose to help me choose the fastest path to my joy. Allow me the power to not push against, nor even notice those who trespass on me. Lead me through all temptations that separate me from my whole, complete, ascended power of beingness. Relieve me from the false premises of evil, for mine is the power and glory eternally. Selah. So, what do you think of that, Ginny? Do you use that prayer?
Yes. Yes, I do. Yes, I remember also Sasha calling. We had a called in on our show last year, a cash flow show we were doing, and Sasha was on along with Brian and myself and Greg. And Greg's is, as a matter of fact, Greg's copy is sitting right here at the desk. And I have mine in my home. I say it. I say it when I'm out on my walks. And one of the things that I really like about it is when it said, lead me through all temptations that separate me from my whole complete ascended place, ascended power of beingness. And it is a temptation of the mind to constantly taunt you into believing that you're less than or separate from all of your whole complete ascended power, but it is present with you right now. And that to me is a very powerful statement. So I love that creator's prayer. I do use it quite a bit myself.
Very good, very good. As for the total biology of back pain, because we don't know specifically where it is, I really can't speculate on it, but you're correct, Ginny, in bringing up that when someone does have a break of some sort, it implies that they're ready to heal whatever emotional conflict or contrast blockage has allowed itself to lodge into the area that gets transformed with a break. So yes, it's a good thing.
Right, and I just thought it was interesting that he included in his statement that he hurt himself in a wood-cutting accident, and I'm not sure exactly what that means to him, but just the fact that he was hacking away at something, you know, or trying to break something up or trying to, you know, divide something or maybe create some kind of a clearing or clearing space or whatever, if he was doing that, or preparing for, you know, wood to build something, you know, whatever the action was behind also that could have an implication in his larger awareness of why he's in the circumstances that he's in. But I feel very strongly that he will have an exceptionally quick healing and a release from this because he's been on the drops for so long. He's got such a great foundation.
Right, and actually, speaking of foundation, here's the affirmation we do use in Total Biology, and it's... I suppose I should not give it out indiscriminately, but I don't consider this an indiscriminate radio show, so I'll give it out. The words are, I was a small property ravaged by a storm. The fine weather has returned. The forest and the river have become calm. The house is vibrant and shines in the sun. And above all, the field is returning to its order, health, and beauty. Thank you, my diseased organs, for I know you have done all this to save my whole being. And thanks to myself for doing my healing. So that's something that people will repeat, you know, many times through the day when they're going through a healing process.
When you were describing that, Carolyn, the field being green and everything, it reminded me of the pasture behind the Ascension painting.
Oh,
you know, that
right.
beautiful field and the tree of life that's bubbling up there and all the beautiful uh-huh. blue sky. And that, I mean, that kind of flashed in my mind. So that's very cool, and I love that. Thank you, my diseased organs, because you did all this for me.
Right.
You know, to keep
right.
me to keep me alive.
Yes, and it's all within us. You know, that paragraph is describing us doing for us what we want done. We don't require anybody else. Bob's pointing at the painting. What, Bob?
Just so you'll know what she's referring to. See the background? I can see it on the painting.
Yeah. Thank you, Bob. Okay, Ginny, well, we've spent, 45 minutes on the preliminary, but I would encourage people who are listening to chime in about what we're talking about. I mean, they can go to their own questions and all, but I think it's an incredible topic when someone has extreme contrast. How are we going to deal with that? And I started by talking about Matthew's show 2 weeks ago on the Wednesday show. Ginny, do you remember what would be the date of that? If that was a Wednesday, it would be the 10th, July 10th.
Yep.
Listen to that to learn about contrast. So July 10th, the Wednesday show archives. And then, re-listen to the stories of a person who took a year to heal a traumatic lymph problem, and then Christo's whole story and how we all know that he's going to be just fine.
Now, one thing about Christo is that he discovered iron and all this because he discovered my site, Dobstown.com, many years ago, and he's one of the few people who's listened to the over 100 hours that Scott Norris, who lives in Portland, and subsequently introduced himself to Christo, 100 hours that we did analyzing my book and every quote in it. So I'm wondering if the thought forms he got from my book set him up to be a victim. So I suggest, Christo, if you get the time, re-listen to those 100 hours while you're there and see if there's any corrections to do.
Gosh, I think we better move on, Ginny.
No. Hey. I'm a hey. Yo, Christo, we're happening here, man. You're happening. You got the attention. You're now number one. He's always trying to get attention. And now he's really got the attention on Dukes.
There you go. Well,
I was just going to say, see how Bob will never pamper anybody?
No, we're on duty here 24/7.
Yeah.
Our job is to be austere, fatigue, and intense.
And funny,
that's yes. And never relax and allow, because that's already natural for me. I go the opposite direction.
Okay, Bob. Mute. Okay.
But we don't advise anybody else to follow that.
No. Okay, Ginny, go ahead.
Yeah, and I just wanted to add also, too, for those who are on the call listening through the archives, there are a lot of great testimonials at the rnadrops.com.info website. rnadrops.com will get you there. But one thing is, if you go to the testimonials under RNA and Rebob, some of the really early, zowie wowie testimonials way back. So if you go to page 4, Christo, and I know you're going to listen to this, you will hear, it says, listen to the Lazarus Project, Part 1, Lisa's story. Part 1 and Part 2 are on there. And also, if you go down a little further, it says, Dr. Carolyn Dean's call, the effects of RNA drops on your meat sack body. Remember when we did that, Carolyn, like way back in the day? Do you remember that conference call? It was way back. It was you and me, and it was the effects of the RNA drops on your meat sack body. We talked about the drops at the time. All we had was the drops in Realign and Renew. We didn't have Remag or Relight. And it was the first kind of like conference call that we did.
Oh, right.
And we did this on cash flow or something?
No, before the radio show, we just started having conference calls. Ginny set it up.
Oh, okay.
Right. Oh,
why are you bringing this up?
because it's also on that same page, and there's great information and other testimonials in there. Because a bunch of the early Ionettes were on that. Chad and I don't think Angela. Chad was on there, I think. Deborah was on there. Sasha was on there. There were people. Brian called in. I think Greg was on there.
Sorry, Gladys, you mean we did that for Matthew's show?
No, we just had a conference call, and we just started putting them on the websites, and then Ginny had the idea to make it into a radio show.
I see.
Yeah, okay.
Well, but anyway, this was probably June of 2011.
Right.
Well, that's long before the idea for the radio show, Carolyn.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. We were just holding these conference calls. Like, you know, we would have done Tailgate or something for a while, and then we went to the radio show.
Because we were interested in finding out what the effects were.
Well, we wanted to answer questions. We're getting so many health questions. Okay, let's move on.
Yeah, but anyway.
No, I got to stay here. I got to go back there just to listen to that from now on.
Stop, Bob.
But the point is, it's a great show, and it's a recording that Matthew has, I think, exclusively on his website. I don't even know where else it would be. It's about to, you know, right after the drops came out. So anyway, that's a great thing for Christo to be able to listen to.
Very good.
Okay. Okay, so anyway, here we are back with Dr. Carolyn Dean. We're about 10 minutes away from the top of the hour. Want to just remind people that if you're interested in getting more information about Carolyn, or I've heard several people have called me and told me that they have signed up for your web modules, Carolyn, and they're loving it.
Oh, that's fantastic. Very good. Thank you.
Yeah. So a lot of people, especially some of the people from the Health Freedom Expo. So that RNA drops on the Meat Sack Body Call, by the way, Bob, was February 15th of 2012. That's when it happened. Anyway, so if you have more information about Carolyn, you can visit her website at drcarolyndean.com. That's drcarolyndean.com. And if you have a question, just go ahead and hit star 5, and we'll start taking callers this hour. And we do have a couple messages on the InQuick board. I'm going to read those to you, okay, Carolyn? We'll see what your response is on these.
Okay.
The first one is from Pam in Florida. She says, my son has had uncontrolled epilepsy for 17 years. He is on numerous pharma medications. I came across your website reading about the benefits of coconut oil for treatment. He started last week and has only had one very brief seizure since. We are thrilled. He is also doing the modified Atkins as a treatment too. Can RNA help too?
Yes, and Remag and Relight, that's fabulous about the coconut oil. What that's doing is helping the lipid portion of the story, where the lipids will be helping to grab the toxins. All those drugs for all those years are going to have created a lot of toxicity. I don't know that coconut oil alone will create the final healing, so definitely the RNA drops will help to create the perfect cells. The Remag and Relight minerals will create the environment within the cells to have the proper functioning of the cells, and they'll detox as well. They'll start kicking out the toxins, and the coconut oil sets the stage for removing the toxins through the lymph. So that's excellent.
And then she mentioned he was on the big pharma. What about, she didn't ask about the, she asked about the RNA drops, but what do you think about the Remag for the effects of the medications?
Yes, that's what I was saying. The Remag and Relight, the minerals are necessary to pull out the toxins, but specifically a lot of the anti-seizure medication, they'll be fluoride molecules, and the fluoride will have bound up a lot of magnesium, making it unavailable. So magnesium is definitely going to be quite necessary. What would be an excellent experiment, in a sense, would be to get a magnesium RBC test. You can get it for $49 at requestatest.com, requestatest.com, and that will give you a baseline on what his magnesium levels are. The range there is 4.2 to 6.8, and you want to be around 6.5, actually, really high normal for the optimum. So that would be great to follow.
Okay, very good. Now, I just have to ask this because I'm intrigued. What would coconut oil do for epilepsy?
It's going to coat all the neurons, the myelin sheath of the every nerve in your body is a lipid fat layer. So when you give the body good fats, then the neurons are coated. All the membranes of every cell in the body have a lipid layer. So the coconut oil is going to help there. The medium-chain fatty acids of the coconut oil are direct energy source. So they're helping on that level as well. And okay. It's an antifungal. You know, I'm sure this young man has been on so many medications, he probably had yeast overgrowth. So the coconut oil is also an antifungal.
Wow. Okay. Very good. Cool. All right. Fabulous. Okay, so this comes from Rosanna in New York. Her first thing is, thanks in advance for your response. I am on the RNA drops and feel more quote-unquote balanced. I am considered going on the Master Cleanse, and then in parentheses she says, drinking, eating nothing but lemon juice, maple syrup, and cayenne pepper for a couple weeks to lose fat. Would you recommend doing so? I've done it before and felt light and achieved a certain level of clarity. With RNA, I suspect the effect would be greatly amplified.
Well, I don't know anything about Rosanna's history, so I can't really say. I know the Master Cleanse is what I use periodically. I also put in some ginger powder as well to help. I don't know if she would be getting nausea or anything from fasting and detoxing, but the ginger is good for soothing the stomach. So I like it, but I can't tell Rosanna whether to do it or not. I mean, that's a type of lead-in question where someone will say, well, you told me to do this, and I ended up sick and in hospital, so they blame me. So I don't go there.
And then, you know, I mean, do we have any, can we make up a timing event of when we can just forget about being toxic anymore because we're on the drops and we don't have to feel, or even, you know, anticipate this whole toxic thing? Like, why do we have to anticipate that we are still?
That's a very good point.
And I would add to that, Carolyn, that on that date, we announced that whatever ailment you got, take RNA drops. So you don't have to ask us whether RNA drops are beneficial or not. They are. That's it. Period. End of question. Right?
So yeah, for
put that two in there.
For detoxing, the RNA and the Realign are perfectly created for that, as well as the Remag and Relight minerals. So yes, actually, now that I think about it, I just have no desire to go on the Master Cleanse anymore because I think my body's doing just great without any of that intervention. So it must be because I'm clean.
The thing is, though, it'd be a nice experiment once you're on the drops, then to try this stuff and see if it's enhanced the cleanse.
Yeah, I would imagine that instead of the 10 days, 2 weeks, you know, 2 or 3 days would give you the same result.
If there's going to be some intense appreciation of it.
Right. Yeah. Very good, Jenny.
Yeah, because you may not have, you know, or you could do it and, like, the first 2 days you could be like, well, gosh, I don't have any sugar cravings and I don't feel like, you know, whatever, because that's usually, I mean, all my friends did that Master Cleanse for sugar and that kind of stuff, but the drops balance out all sugars. You know, all these weird sugars that we've had to worry about, the drops just come in and straighten everything out. And I just, you know, I don't feel like we need to anticipate being toxic anymore.
Right, and that is a less than position if you think that you need to, quote-unquote, starve yourself just to clean out. But on the other hand, like Bob's saying, if you think it's going to be a fabulous experience, then go for it. But not from a less than position that your body's toxic.
Right, absolutely, absolutely, yep, I agree. All right, we're at the top of the hour now. We're coming back with a whole nother hour with Dr. Carolyn Dean. Thank you for your callers. Thank you for your questions. And stay on the line with us here at Achieve Radio. We will be right back. In the meantime, if you want to visit Carolyn's website, drcarolyndean.com. We'll be right back. Thanks, everybody.
The winter's as cold as the keys I'm sipping on. TV's a wall. It's as bad as the Lebanon. We're finding it hard that the world's still dropping bombs. I want to know what George W. is tripping on. Tell me when. She's all right, all right, all right. She's all right.
AchieveRadio.com. A new drummer for a new awakening.